I'm not sure what happened. Not a line, Mason, the non-aligned country has very good relations with the United States at this point in time as well. Basically, they follow the non-aligned third world court.
Yeah, now. Roger, Roger. Roger, we've never seen her before.
Thank you. Did you copy that? I think I knocked the dial a little bit of someone. Did you copy what I had to say, Mike?
Yeah, we got everything out of the thing. This is Dick again, and we're back on the same frequency, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, this is Mike.
The people, I tell you, a lot of the questions you've been asking, people are normally around, you know, to answer them both. I mean, the technical ones, they're not normally here, you know, at this time. However, for recreation, geez, recreation is swimming, hunting, I mean, incredible kind of hunting. You can run out into the bush and pick up a tapir or a wild bush cow and a curry, really fantastic hunting. We have all kinds of fishing in the region. Not very far away is a very lovely river for fishing. Sports, dance, we have at least several times a week. There's a huge, we usually have a huge dance, young people on the project. Get together in the pavilion area and put on some music and some singing and dancing, and we have kind of like our own, sort of like an open-air discotheque. It's kind of strange to hear those sounds pounding through the jungle, but it's fantastic. We have a library of several thousand books, a wide range of subjects. Our own sports, in fact, a lot of our kids are basketball stars. We're basketball stars back in the States and are now into basketball here and are also getting together a soccer team. We have movies at least once and often twice a week that have come into the area and are shown several times. We have a videotape system whereby we can put on like the best of U.S. documentaries and British and other countries' documentaries that I guess you know about videotape, that you don't, can cut out the commercials and you don't have to deal, you can select these, that way you don't have to show a lot of violence and things like that, which we don't like to pander off to the kids. We just recently got some horses in, so we'll be doing some horseback riding, and our kids have cultural, young people, even the senior citizens put on cultural presentations. In fact, one of our groups is going to be presenting a cultural presentation in the Capitol shortly, our own theater groups. And we've had basically like a rundown of summer recreation. Incidentally, we had a gentleman down here not too long ago, Dr. Fernand, one of our many visitors who come by here weekly, who is chairman of the Livestock Corporation of this whole nation. And he remarked that he thought this was the purest form of equality or the purest society, I believe he said, that he had ever seen, and he traveled widespread throughout the world. And we are flattered by those words, and we hope we can live up to them. That's what the kids call it. But are you quoting me for an article, by the way? I feel like I'm on candid camera. Oh, okay, Roger. Okay, great. It was nice talking to you. I kind of got a little caught out of guard, you know, being like interviewed over the air. I felt like a sort of a star, but hope we can chat some other time in the future, okay? Thank you, Dick. You are a flatterer, I know that.
Well, we know how to take care of your folks down there.
I bet you
do. All right, anyway, sir, I'm going to take Mike to the door. As a matter of fact, Mike was over here taking a couple of pictures for his newspaper, and it was quite by accident that we heard Margaret on the air, because we just had to turn on the radio, and it was a nice opportunity for Mike to
well, that would be nice, and we look forward to lots of folks visiting down here in the future. I think people would really like Guyana if they got a chance to come down and see it. It's not well known, you know, in terms of tourist spots in the world or anything like that, but it is lovely, truly lovely place to live, and certainly a nice place to visit, especially if you're an adventuresome type. You might tell Mike if he likes to do backpacking and that kind of thing, or he might find that the interior very, very fascinating and really an adventure. I'm looking forward to getting down to the Rupununi region, which is the south, southern region of Guyana, sometime soon in the future. And we certainly appreciate all the help we've received from the government here and also from our friends back in the States. That sounds very exciting. Then you'll know, you know what kind of adventure sort of thing I'm talking about. I don't know if you've ever done rapids running, but some of the interior, I hear that some of the interior rivers in Guyana have some really beautiful falls and rapids. The Kaikou Falls is supposed to be 5 times higher than the Niagara Falls. And tourists always say that it's one of the most, it's the most beautiful falls they've ever seen. It really is breathtaking because it's very wild. The interior has really wild, wild nature. It's almost lyrical in its beauty, and and somebody's here yelling in the background, idyllic. But I think it's beautiful, and I think if you're into that kind of adventure, some type of vacation, I think you would like Guyana and so would your friends. Roger, it's interesting. I think one of the nicest things about the country, Mike, is the mixture of races of people that live together here. Black and East Indian, Amerindian, Portuguese, and those of us who are North Americans, Chinese as well. And that kind of cross-section of the human race is always fascinating. Sure, Roger, Roger. Didn't mean to keep him, and thank him very much for his interest. Roger, Roger, standing by. WB6MID Portable 803. Right now with K3DML.